A Prayer to Know You Are a Conqueror by Victoria Riolano, read by Leah Martin. Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Romans 8:37. More than conquerors. I've now been a Christian for over 2 decades, and I've heard this phrase repeatedly. Like a cry of victory, I've heard pastors say, I am more than a conqueror. Yet if I'm honest, there have been times that I would not describe myself as a conqueror. Throughout my life, there's areas I've struggled with, leaving me to feel more like a wounded warrior than a conqueror. From failed relationships to low self-esteem to times of crippling depression, there have been moments when Romans 8:37 felt more like a fairy tale than a promise from the Lord. I believe I'm not alone in this. I meet so many people who feel like these moments in the Bible that promise a joyous overcoming just aren't for them. And after years of knowing who God was and believing His word, I started to realize that my existence was trapped between knowing of God's promises and taking hold of them for myself. I could believe that my friend with cancer could be victorious in her fight. I could trust the Lord with faith that my sister's relationship would thrive. But when it came to my own life, seeing past the here and now was a struggle. I'm convinced that our faith matters most when we face trials. In other words, it's easy to have faith when it's easy to have faith. It's easy to feel like a conqueror when all's going well. The true test of your trust in God is when challenges come. However, in Romans 8:37, the word conqueror in the Greek means to be preeminently victorious or to have an overwhelming, decisive victory. One who is more than a conqueror doesn't just hope for things to go according to plan. They expect to win no matter what. One frustrating circumstance or disappointment wouldn't count them out. Instead, they can look to the future with hope that God will certainly deliver on their promise of victory. More and more, I find that every time I feel defeated, I need to lean into this fact. Through Jesus, I'm secure, loved, and victorious. I can face sickness with the hope for God's healing power. I can encounter disappointment with faith that God has a better plan. I can reject every lie of the enemy as I trust in God's undeniable love for me. Through trusting in His word fully and completely, I can say with confidence that I am more than a conqueror. Of course, I will face trials and times won't always be easy. Yet God has proved over and over again that He is in control. And He has a plan for my life that's far beyond what I can imagine. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank You for the victory that's found through You. I ask that You remind me of Your promises every time I feel defeated. I trust You in every trial and in every victory. Help me to remember that You are fighting every battle on my behalf. And forgive me for any time I haven't trusted You completely. I trust You completely. I know that I'm a conqueror through You who loves me. There's nothing I'll face in this world that'll separate me from Your love. And I rejoice in that today. Please help this be more real to me than any lies my sufferings tell me. Thank You, Lord, for Your steadfast love. In Jesus' name, amen.
There's nothing in this world that he cannot do if we truly allow his love.
We can do nothing without him. Anything that we do apart from him is not something that's permanent.
All we need is grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.